And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast.
Which, this week is brought to you by Burger King Breakfast. You know, you can walk into Burger King and go, yes, I would like a croissant sandwich. Or you can walk in and go, I would like a croissant sandwich. Or you can be all kooky and you can walk in and go, yeah, I want a croissant sandwich.
Don't do that.
They'll look at you and they'll go, oh, okay, you want a croissant sandwich. Okay. Either way you do it, you can get two croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary.
So we are excited. Carson joins us on the podcast for the first time.
And she was looking at us like we were insane while we were singing along with the podcast theme.
Soon you'll be singing along too.
I like to think I'll learn it quickly.
You will.
Yeah.
Are you periscoping?
No, I was Snapchatting. Don't periscope. Don't do it. I'll throw a grapefruit at you. I have a bag of grapefruits.
I'll catch a grapefruit.
Man, these things are heavy.
Are they?
Pretty stout.
I may have to do this.
This grapefruit doesn't feel right. Like
I don't know what a grapefruit is supposed to feel like, man. Like, I really don't.
When's the last time you fondled a grapefruit?
That does not feel right.
I hate grapefruit.
I know grapefruits are they like denser than oranges or something? Because I just thought they were big orange, and then I tried one and I said, nope.
I don't like grapefruit.
No, I don't either.
Is that an orange?
You know,
these are blood oranges.
I had a beer with grapefruit in it, and it was kind of like it was the only beer that was left in the fridge. And my father-in-law,
why was there a grapefruit beer in your fridge?
Let me get back to it. Okay. My father-in-law had bought a bunch of these. You know, you go to those like world marketplaces and you buy like all the different beers from all the different countries. And he grabbed one. It was like Stiegel or something like that, and it was a grapefruit beer, and that was all that was left in the fridge. And I was like, well, you know, I'll try it. That's all I have left. So I popped it open, and let me tell you something. It was amazingly fantastic, stupendous, a fine beer, let me tell you, a fine beer. And then I went out and I looked for it and I couldn't find it anywhere. And I tried buying another brand grapefruit beer, and it was horrible. So be wary. There are some really bad grapefruit beers out there.
Thank you, Bob.
I'm here for you, man.
It's public service
announcement. What are you looking at me for, Patrick?
I'm watching you peel that just to see how difficult it is. But we've been eating Louisiana satsumas, which are these tangerines that are really easy to peel and don't have any seeds in them. And so I think we're spoiled because I'm watching D struggle to peel.
It's not as easy.
Half of an orange.
So, Carson, tell us about you. Where you grew up, what your background is, all that.
How your mom and them?
My mom and them are good. I'm from Connecticut originally.
That's mine. Don't need it.
Far north Yankee territory. And then I went to school at Ole Miss. So I went very, very south of the Mason-Dixon line.
Right.
And have been... Hi! Are you scoping? Or are you...
Yeah, we're periscoping. Yeah.
Hi!
Do you ever periscope?
Yeah, I do occasionally.
Just keep talking. Ignore them. Ignore the camera in your face.
Yeah, you know, whatever. Worked in New York City for a while and then moved to Nashville and kind of rolled around here for the better part of 10 years and went back up to New York for a little bit, and now back in Nashville.
What did you do in New York?
The first time around, I worked at NBC and MTV. So I was in television for like a year.
Your dad's in television.
He worked for NBC, but he was doing like computer stuff. Oh. So he got everything we own has a peacock on it, but it's not like he was Tom Brokaw or something. That's what I kind of explained to people. Is your dad famous? No, he's not Lorne Michaels. You know, we're not rich. I don't have like, you know,
you didn't
Tory
get to be the star
spelling
of Peter Pan?
No, which is kind of okay.
Brian Williams' daughter, remember?
That's
how
Brian.
She got that role.
Yeah.
Did Alice you ever get to go to the parties at Saturday Night Live?
No, like, we weren't allowed to.
You weren't allowed to go to the parties? That sucks.
Good Lord. You said you had a grapefruit. No, you have a bag.
I told you that. I have a bag.
It is a sack.
Please take some grapefruits home. These were gifts from my friend Bryce and his mom and them.
Real quick, watching on the podcast video stream, Vanessa, hey to you. They're at Children's Hospital awaiting treatment. So,
hi.
And they're watching right now.
I wonder if I should log into Periscope and just give us hearts.
No, it'll, yeah.
Please, yeah, do that.
Right?
We need Periscope parts. I'm not even sure what that
just
means.
Give us
what
hearts.
Does getting us hearts do? What is that? Do we get something for that? Can we redeem those for travel
it's like
points?
Care Bears. Yes. We earn like superpowers.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
now
know what
Bubba
they do
is
either.
In Big D's face with the camera.
It doesn't bother me.
For those of you who are listening and not watching this.
Yeah. I wish we had Bubba on the podcast.
Yes, right that would be nice.
That would be
I
great.
I am on the podcast.
Okay, so you're doing a midday show.
Yeah.
A syndicated midday show. You're doing our show kind of off and on, in and out kind of thing. That's exciting.
Super exciting.
Isn't it great to get out of the radio conglomerate corporate stupidity?
You know, we were talking about it a little bit the other day and how, like, we walk in and first off, everybody's like smiling.
Yeah.
Because we're all like, oh, this is,
oh my
this
God.
Is way cool. Yeah. And
no.
then, oh, you.
No, oh, God.
It's good.
Was yours bitter?
No.
Taste this one.
Is it a grapefruit or an orange?
I don't know.
It might be because it's a grapefruit.
We can't,
oh, I'm not eating.
Could
it,
be
dude.
A grunge, like a
why
little
is it anytime?
Hybrid.
Whenever you have like bad food, that's
maybe
the stuff you
me.
Want to share.
No, I want.
Oh
you
my!
To
this
God.
Is horrible.
Oh
you've got to eat
right.
this.
Is it really that bad?
It's bad.
It turned Big D into Chewbacca.
It's like something between a lemon. It's like something between a. Is this a lemon? Did I feel a lemon? I can't tell.
I can't
it's
tell.
So
our lights
in
here. It's all red lights, and we can't.
I might be
has
eating
color.
A giant damn lemon.
Dude, there's a couple of them that look like onions.
Oh my God!
Did you try it?
No.
Please try it,
Carson.
No,
you have to try
it.
Just try it. Just try it. Try it, Bubba. You want a piece? You
just
need
take
to
a
try
bite. This is horrible. I'll take a bite.
Oh my God! It's a lemon. Look at it.
Oh, I think it is a lemon.
Let me see.
Well, how is
pass
that?
It here.
That's the
oh,
biggest
no.
damn pass lemon I've ever seen.
Toss me a piece, dude.
No, I think that's
just
an orange.
Piece. Give
no,
me one piece.
I think it's a lemon.
Just give me no. one piece. I don't want that giant thing.
Figure it out.
Do they crossbreed lemons and oranges? Because that
know.
Would be about the flavor.
Oh, God.
I kind of like bitter, though, so I'm eating it.
It's gross.
It is. Look at it. It's yellow. It's a lemon.
But the skin
but
looks
so
like an
big.
Orange.
It's huge.
I just ate the world's largest lemon thinking it was an orange.
Did somebody give you lemons in
it's
this?
It's actually good, though.
Right? Is it good?
I remember Bryce saying there's blood oranges and grapefruits and lemons, but I didn't see any lemons because everything's orange.
Maybe get someone to make you a beer with this.
Oh.
Ugh, that's fantastic, actually.
Everybody.
I mean, there's a reason people like those sour candies and all.
We're eating lemons, and it is...
No, I just
not
I actually
kind of
like
it.
It
was an orange,
and they have seeds in it. They're not seedless. I had to spit out a seed.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt your story, but I just took a big old bite. It was so bad. It was so bad. Oh. You want another piece?
Yeah, I'll take it.
Here, put
look
it in your
eyes,
Diet Coke. It'll be really good.
It made me cry.
My eyes.
It would be really good to flavor water or something with.
Oh my God! Don't be a chick.
I'm a wicked chick. I don't know. I go back and forth between being a chick and a dude.
Do people say that?
Yeah. Because people sometimes are like, you're such a girly girl, and yet you can hang with guys. Which I think is a pretty big compliment. Right? Like, that's a good thing?
What makes you girly girl?
Hair, clothes, makeup, shoes.
Boys.
Boys. I like boys. Yeah, that's. I think that's what makes me a girly girl. I like to dress up.
I actually want another one of those.
I like dresses. So.
Can I have another piece of that?
Yeah.
Okay.
We got a whole bag of them. I mean, sack.
Actually, you know,
Kathy
weird
said sack,
like
and
this.
I hate that.
Where do I find
here. Guys don't like take to use the word left. Sack. We just don't.
Ugh. I can't do it. I can't keep eating it.
You bring napkins?
You ever eat those Warheads? Those candies? Yeah. Warheads?
Is that not it? Or is this yours?
No, that's the
it's
old
like
one.
When you eat Sour Patch Kids, and they're only sour for like 4 or 5 seconds.
Yeah, that's the orange. That's a good one.
This lives sour.
I can't tell if you're lying to me or not.
No.
Is this the lemon or the orange?
That's the orange. Yeah, these are good. These blood oranges.
Oh!
You fell
that's
for it.
What did he eat?
Another lemon.
I can't believe I fell for that.
It makes me want to burp. I can feel it.
What did he say?
Excuse me. Sorry.
Man, squirted this in my eye.
No, I know. It's like there's something about the sourness. Sorry.
Anyway.
Excuse me.
So anyway,
I've never belched on the thing. Big D has, however, belched on the air several times.
It doesn't bother me. So yeah, what makes you like a guy? Like, what, how you can hang with guys? You like sports?
Because I love football. Uh-huh. Like, I am a rabid football fan.
College football?
I'll watch any college football, but SEC predominantly. And then...
Does that go back... Being from Connecticut, how do you pick that up? Going to Ole Miss?
Going to Ole Miss. Yeah. I mean, how could you not? You know that. SEC is religion territory. And now my parents live in Cleveland, so you got Ohio State, so you're looking at Big Ten stuff. Mm-hmm. And then professional, I'll watch NFL.
Who's the coach at Ohio State?
Oh, is it Urban Meyer?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that was a classic.
Oh, that was, you were trying to take
me. That was a little test.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah.
Okay. Good job.
Look at me getting there. Yeah. So, I love sports. I love football. I mean, I've been out with guys who are like, whoa, she actually knows what she's talking about. I'm not saying I'm going, inside. I'm not giving you X's and O's, but I do enjoy
the fact that you can say I'm not giving you X's and O's.
Yeah. Is that what X's and O's are?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Do you think guys find that intimidating? Do they find you a little intimidating?
I think so. Yeah. Because I also like to talk, and they're like, is this chick ever going to shut up? So we'll be watching a game, and it's like, yeah.
I'm watching the periscope of Bubba eating the lemon over there.
He's enjoying it.
Oh, the look on, he's jumping up and down with that look on his face like he just ate a big lemon. I don't understand how it's a lemon that tastes like.
Dude, this is fantastic.
If it looks like an orange.
It is super sour.
I wish it didn't have seeds. Seedless stuff is like the greatest thing ever.
Wow. Oh, just good stuff, man.
This is fantastic.
So what else going on? Yeah. Everyone have a good Christmas. Patrick, you are with your mom and dad, right?
Yeah. I had my little girl for Christmas. That was good.
Oh, nice.
You had a little girl. You have two girls now.
No. I said.
Bubba, did you stay around? You stay at the house?
Yeah, we did a staycation, and it was horrible. I will never do it again.
It was pretty bad. He was also here a lot, which was...
You came here?
I did a lot of work for St. Jude, some of the stuff we had to do. So I came in probably 3, maybe 4 days and spent several hours. I had to listen to about 20 hours of audio.
Here's the part that was not fine. For me to go on vacation for Christmas, I had like 4 days to get a week and a half worth of work done. So I'm working very late. So you guys were here, your last day was a Wednesday, and then the next day, the Thursday, I'm working that whole day from the early morning, and I was here until 9, 10 o'clock that night. And at like 9 o'clock, Bubba shows up with a buddy of his, an old buddy he hadn't seen forever. They'd gone out and had dinner, and then they stop at the station just to hang out. And then they stay. And then they come in my office and sit down on the couch and start talking.
You kept engaging him in conversation.
That guy kept pulling me in. I was trying in there with my headphones on trying to work. And I can't,
Dude, you know Patrick, if somebody's here, he wants to be in the middle of the conversation. You know how it is.
Not at all.
That is how you are.
That is how I am for a second. But no, I was trying to work, and they didn't leave. They stayed here for 2.5 hours.
Doing what?
2.5 hours. Just hanging, man. Just hanging out.
Well, here's the thing. He can't drink because he's allergic to all sorts of alcohol. And so it wasn't like we were going to go out and, have drinks or anything. So we just kind of just chilled. Came here, and we're talking and whatnot. It was good. Good catch-up time.
And it was...
I'm still having a hard time talking from that thing I ate.
And they're cool dudes.
It's puckering
your
lips.
And it was great. Except that I was here, I wasn't here at 9:30 on a Thursday night because I wanted to hang out. So, I'm like, Bubba needs to go to Disneyland or something for Christmas.
That's what we're thinking about. Next Christmas, we're going to do Disneyland.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Because the kids need that.
I went to Arizona, went to Tucson. I was sick from December 20th until the day before we came back to work.
Great.
My voice is still not 100% back yet. You can kind of hear it's a little strained. But I didn't have a voice for 2 weeks. It was terrible. I felt terrible. I had a fever and the whole thing. So anyway, I don't know if that's better or worse to get sick on your vacation or I don't know.
I like it.
If you get sick.
I like being sick on vacation because
you don't take time out of your regular.
Right. And I don't like actually being sick on vacation because when you're sick on vacation, I mean, I don't like being sick at regular work because I don't want to miss work. And I don't want to be all trying to talk on the radio. Nobody wants to hear that.
No, and I was like, oh boy, I hope I can get better in time for this to, you know.
I mean, I was sick on vacation once, and the only good thing about it was, like, the expectations on me were lowered. It was, oh, you know, normally she'd help with baking or something, but oh, we'll just leave her alone because she's sick.
Yeah.
So that's when I got the, cool, I'm just going to watch TV.
God, you are like a dude.
I know, and curl
it's
up under.
Weird.
Yeah, you know.
It's strength. I don't have to help with baking.
Yeah, you
sit around and watch TV.
That's it. That's all I do.
I asked you the other day. I go, what did you do last night? She was going to go see Star Wars again with her brother. I go, did you watch Star Wars? No, I ended up watching wrestling last night on TV. I'm sorry. What did you just say?
Nothing.
You just watched.
Keep talking.
No, I'm.
I thought you were talking to me because I just said something secretly to Patrick.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
You want another?
Oh, dude, you hit my microphone.
Well,
with
dude,
it.
I, you know.
But I caught it because I'm a dude.
So anyway, yes, you are very much.
Yeah,
you have you're a strange combination, but it's good. Yeah. Everyone has a little. Yeah, you know, everyone's not
like Lee Bryce was in the other day, and he and I ended up like having a 15-minute conversation about Sons of Anarchy.
I have not gotten caught up on Sons of Anarchy.
SOA, dude. You got to say it right.
SOA.
Yeah, SOA. I'm watching Sons.
It's over, right? I mean, it's done. But
yeah, it's done.
It's been up for a couple of years, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Charlie Hunnam would have been a better, what's his name?
Christian Grey.
Yeah.
I'm glad he wasn't in it because I really, I love Sons and I loved him in that. And I didn't need him in that
you
trash
think it would've ruined him for you?
Yeah, because like, I don't know if y'all saw it or you read any of it, but I'm a girl and I had female friends like, you should really read this. Oh my God, it's awful.
I like it the fact terrible. That they left Dakota looking natural. Like, everybody's like, it wasn't sexy because she was furry. I like that. I'm like, you know what? That's real.
Like, she's an actual woman. Yeah,
like,
I just,
she had fuzz and stuff. I'm like, that's, you know, that's real life.
I don't know what we're talking about, but I don't like it.
What do you mean she had fuzz? Like she had fuzz.
I don't ever like
fuzz?
To hear she had fuzz and stuff.
What does she have fuzz and stuff, Bubba?
Just on her. Like, you know, when you're watching the big screen and stuff, you see it and you go, oh, okay, well, you know, she's just, yeah, I don't know. Like, it looked natural instead of too manicured.
Like face fuzz?
Like, yeah. Like face like fuzz, leg like right fuzz. Here. There was fuzz all over.
Like, sometimes you get behind a woman in line, like the sun will hit just right, and you'll kind of backlight that the little fuzz. It's like that real fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird.
It's our version of peach fuzz, but yeah.
Yeah, and it's kind of
right
on the...
But it's like invisible unless the sun hits it just right and it's backlit.
Yeah, and then you go like, oh my God, they're everywhere! That's the way I am.
It's an infestation.
Yeah, it's like, oh, there's one little hair, and then you pull back the baseboard, and it's like, oh my gosh, we're infested. There's little hairs everywhere.
You have termites.
They're all over your face.
Yeah, we do have
And they
them.
Go back, it's like behind the cheekbone or jawbone.
Yeah, and you do. You get the little, like, stray ones. Like, if a girl's got a ponytail rocking, you do. We get a little hair going on there.
Yeah, yeah. When you get your hair cut, do they pull your hair up and then shave your neck?
No, we don't get. I mean, unless I ask for it, I suppose, but I've never known to ask for it. Okay. We don't get the neck shaves.
Oh.
Like you guys
do. Yeah,
yeah,
all...
like when you guys get it trimmed up. Actually, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They
and then
they
always say,
neck.
Do you want it squared or rounded?
Uh-huh.
And you go, I would like mine squounded.
I always ask, okay. I don't know,
no
whatever you say.
I say squounded because I think it's great because I like it squared like on the thing, but I also like the ends rounded. I don't like pointy stuff.
I remember it was last year. The lady asked, like, I go to like the Great Clips or whatever in America. And she was like, she didn't even ask. She just did it. She's working around cutting my hair, and then
just keep talking. I'm talking to the parents.
He doesn't. Oh my gosh, he really doesn't understand how much that just zaps all of the.
Oh, it just pulled completely.
Well, yeah, because
pulls everything away.
He doesn't.
Oh, I'm glad. Oh, so now instead of just two of us, now all three of us think that it's awful
like,
when he does
happening?
That. Okay, good.
Anyway,
unbelievable.
She just starts shaving in my ear. Like,
in
like
your ear? She didn't ask?
No. Now look at me. I am not hairy.
No.
At all.
Mm-mm.
At
he
all.
Knew you had ton of ear hair.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought that was even necessary.
Well, it's like your little fuzzy hair.
Yeah, tendrils.
Tendril. I have tendrils in I guess right in the ear. And so she just kind of, I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, oh, I'm just going to kind of getting that taken care of. And like, I was like, oh my gosh, I have that.
Clean them up without, that seems like something I wouldn't just assume to do to somebody.
They don't shave your ears. They don't buzz your ears at all.
No, no. Although, you know, we occasionally, some women need a mustache wax.
Yeah.
You know. His face over here is just.
Are you eating
Bubba's
the lemon?
Just
Bubba's
eating
still
that lemon.
Eating the lemon.
I love
thing.
These
What's
things.
The most you've ever spent on getting your hair done? I want to see if it's less or more than Bubba.
A little over $300.
No, that's definitely more.
$300.
Yeah.
I've never had a $300 haircut.
Well, and I'm going to be honest with you, I didn't know it was going to be that much. So when that amount was presented to me, I was like, oh. Okay, because the problem is it's done. Like,
right.
You know, like you can't go back from it.
Were you
it.
In Vegas?
No, I was in Nashville.
That was where my expensive one was. Oh. I was in Vegas and I was like, yeah, I need a haircut. So they had a styling salon or whatever. It was a salon and like the massage place all thrown together. And I went and I got my haircut and I was done. It was like almost $200. I'm like, this is stupid. Holy crap, my wife is going to kill me kind of moment.
Yeah, that's the problem though. Anything in Vegas.
Didn't you know how much it was before you go into it?
No, they don't have prices posted. The thing is, what's cool.
If you have to ask, you can't afford it.
You can't afford it. And the problem is when you go to a place like a Great Clips or somewhere like there, they're pretty upfront. Like, here's what the prices are. But when you go to people who think they're fancier and frankly are just doing the same stuff, they don't post it because you're at a salon. We're going to take care of you. And the deal is the hairdresser was a friend of mine. So I thought like she could have been a bro. And, you know, give me a little heads up.
No.
Like, you know, Carson, this can cost you a little bit.
None
but
of that for
no.
you.
Mm-mm. So, I mean, I think she did a fantastic job and everything. But, you know, to pay a little less, I would have taken something that looked 10% less. You know, it's not like I walked out looking like Charlize Theron or something.
I think you said somebody that's important there.
Yeah, dude. That's the...
Charlize Theron.
She's the poor man, Scarlett Johansson.
That you went out looking like who?
No, Charlize Theron is like...
It's not Ava Perón.
She's like the hottest woman on the planet.
What's her name?
You like her more than Scarlett?
Yeah.
I think they look like sisters.
Who's the hottest woman?
Charlize Theron?
No.
I'm going to try and spell it. Watch this. Ready? You said Charlize Theron.
No. Theron.
Theron. Yeah. Charlize.
Yes.
S-C-H-E-R-I-U-S.
Not at all.
That's no. I just spelled Charuse.
Charius.
What'd you say? Leon?
Theron? Charlize Theron. I guess. I'm not even sure I'm saying it right now because I've said it so many times.
How do you not think they look like sisters? Look at this. You have to actually get up to look at that. But
oh, I've seen her before.
Think they look similar?
She was in something. She's in a lot of movies, right?
Of course she is. She's a famous actress.
Have you seen... I'm trying to think, like she was in Snow White and the Huntsman, but she did that a million ways to die in the West, and
would not say she's the most beautiful woman in the world. No, I would not.
I'm sending this to you.
She does that commercial where she's covered in gold and she's like climbing a curtain.
Don't they look like sisters?
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah.
Seen that.
Oh, I don't know what it is about her. I just think she's just so beautiful.
Bubba, seriously, are these the same people?
Exactly. I don't know how anybody can't see the similarities between the two. There's a slight nostril difference, like the nose is different, but that's it.
Who are these people?
The one on the right is Charlize, and the one on the left is Scarlett. Yeah, they look like
Scarlett's
sisters.
Black Widow.
Yeah, Black Widow.
And all the Avengers.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but Scarlett Johansson is hotter than Charlize.
I think like, so too.
That's the thing, guys really like Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, that has a lot to do with her face, and
can
it has
we just
a lot
call
to do with things that are not her face.
Scarjo,
baby.
Did you just give me the Scarjo?
I sure did. Oh my gosh, look at this one. This is great. My take a look at this picture. I know it's like it's on the podcast and it's dumb because I'm showing you pictures. But look at this. They are the same human being.
All right, that picture.
Yeah, they look very similar.
They look similar in that picture. I'll give you that.
Yeah, all right. For sure. Okay.
I just mentioned her because she's blonde, I think, and you know.
Okay, so you
walked
out.
Keep looking
so
at
I walked
pictures.
Out not looking like her. So, you know, for $300, you could see if I looked like that, it would be worth it, but I don't.
Also, let's talk real quickly. The White House has rejected making a murder pardon.
What?
They have rejected, officially, the Stephen Avery case.
The petition?
It has been rejected. The White House rejected
it. Did they release a statement?
Yeah. Yeah, Thursday they did.
What does it say?
The White House Thursday rejected calls on the release of Stephen Avery, the convicted Wisconsin man of the center of the popular Netflix series.
Is it just because they don't have jurisdiction? I'm
making a murderer, as another outlet announced the case would return to television. Investigation Discovery Channel said it has started work on a follow-up TV special to the murder case that has sparked petitions calling for Avery's release after the Netflix show raised concerns about the possible miscarriage of justice. So they expects the front page, the Stephen Avery story expected to air late this month. January expects to present crucial testimony and information that addresses the many questions surrounding Stephen Avery.
I'm seeing a bunch of stuff. If you put Stephen Avery guilty, there's all kinds of stuff where they're like, you know, they left this out. They left that out.
Yeah, and I've seen all of that evidence refuted. It's all weak. It's all weak stuff. The big stuff that they use to convict him is the stuff that they focus on in the documentary.
What about the parts of the body that were found in the fire pit? Was
that's
that in the
all
show?
In the show.
That's all in the show. That's all in the show.
Oh, so they're saying it was planted?
Yes.
Yes.
They're also saying that this is not even a question about judging whether or not he's innocent or guilty. It's that what was presented at trial certainly left reasonable doubt.
Absolutely.
It's about more of the judicial system.
Yeah, there's so many layers of this. Maybe they got the right guy, but they're still corrupt. I still think they planted evidence. There's no doubt in my mind that they planted the key.
I agree.
Yeah, okay? The key, definitely.
And maybe he killed him. So
the blood, dude, the blood, to me, the sample, that was like done. Yeah. Done deal, throw the whole thing out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
like you have to throw that out.
You look at... basically, the prosecutor says... Maybe the evidence was planted, but he's still the killer.
Yeah, and I mean that was in the closing argument.
I take the opposite side of that, which is if you really did tamper with evidence and try to frame this guy or try to convince make it an easier case, then you're guilty. You're guilty, and the problem is the state has too much power. Okay. A lot of people think that in situations in small towns, police have too much power. I come from a small town where I feel like that kind of stuff, I think the police aren't the ones that are corrupt in my hometown, but I think there's problems with politicians and lawyers in my hometown.
He says that because he goes to his hometown.
No.
He's not stupid.
No. I'm saying there are corrupt people in my hometown, and it's not at all the sheriff's department, but it is that there are people. There's old lawyers and old politicians that everyone's afraid of, people feel like they can get away with anything, and that's going on all over the country.
And I just my heart breaks to watch Brendan Dassey, let's forget about being politically correct. He has a mental challenges,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
no doubt. And
I checked out
when you are in. jail, and you're talking to your mom, and you say, "Well, I hope I can get out because wrestling is on.
WrestleMania
tonight.
Is on April 10th.
He is not there. And
he doesn't have he can't even understand the concept.
No,
it was
I don't know how anyone ever, any judge, anybody watched the video of them getting him to confess." And then, as if that wasn't bad enough, the video of them getting him to sign the written confession.
After
where
he
both
said
times
that's
he
not
was
the way it went.
Mm-hmm. He was clearly manipulated into writing what they wanted him to write. I don't understand how anyone can watch that and not go, this is the most.
That's why. And that's
and
when you
that's
go. That's
what's
when.
Really, really yeah. corrupt, which yes. is that they were so determined to get Stephen Avery that they. They used this poor. You know what they were thinking? We'll get this guy. He's slow. Okay. No one's going to miss him. We'll get this guy. We'll use him as a way to really have an extra set of evidence. We'll have a confession from him that Stephen was involved. And really, did they need that? No, because in Stephen's trial, they didn't even end up using it.
Mm-mm.
So all they did was they framed this kid.
For nothing.
For nothing.
Yeah. So anyway, Bubba, you've got to watch it.
You've got to watch it.
I almost started watching it yesterday. Look, I've got the AJ.
Oh, you got AJ.
From the thing.
He's got AJ from the lemon.
I'm trying not to swallow because, see, the bad thing is you don't know what the AJ is.
It's that sound right there. It's that thing.
Man, and I swallowed. That's a bad thing. It's going to go away.
Yeah. It's already gone.
Yeah. You ever notice how sometimes when you eat something really...
it doesn't matter. Sometimes it can be milk. It can be a piece of... It really doesn't matter
pickles
what it is.
Pickles do it, man.
Like you eat a pickle and you eat something and someone goes, hey man, what's going on? You go, oh, God, oh.
You get this weird sound on the back of your throat.
Yeah.
And you try to act like nothing's going on. Like, you know, you try to act like it didn't happen.
And most people clear their throat and get rid of it. We try to keep it as long as possible.
We call it the AJ. It's named after someone.
It's named after a guy.
And
he actually talked like that.
Yeah, he talked like that all the time.
And he just was constantly like this.
Man. Okay, so what I was going to say is I was going to watch it last night. Stacey and I were trying to look for a new show to watch. And
you were what?
Yeah.
You were trying to look for a new show and that wasn't the one?
I don't want to watch it. Oh, I don't because,
be that guy.
God, you really are being that guy right now.
I'm looking at it as propaganda. It's you guys have fallen 1,000% into the he's innocent. And we don't know. There's two sides to every story. It's not. Dude, I could take any interview right now of any star.
I'm telling you that's not what it is. It is a mystery. And it's left open for you to go, there's no question.
It's a mystery and it's painted for you to draw a certain conclusion.
Most people will
say that's true.
Most people will say this, though.
No, it's completely.
There's no way. I can't tell you who killed her. And I can't tell you that Steven didn't kill her, okay? Because there's still a lot of things that make you go, maybe he did it. But there's no question the cops wanted him to be the guy who did it and that they purposefully steered the case toward him. They looked at no other suspects.
My name is Bubba. I back the blue. I believe the
cops.
I'm
just saying.
There.
That's great.
I said it.
Listen, jeez.
Everybody else on
my
this show,
and, you know, and I'm obsessing it. I'm obsessing about it like everyone else is, and I go and I read articles. The best ones I've read are from police officers. I've read several columns from police officers and former police officers and prosecutors who are like, look, and most of them say what I just said. Look, I think he did it. But I also think that is the worst case handling, the worst prosecution, the worst freaking.
So if you think he did it.
Detective work ever.
If you think he did it, do you think they should let him off because they screwed up the case?
I think, first of all,
kind of like OJ.
Here.
I mean, we all knew OJ was guilty.
Hold on. He should get another trial.
Fit, you must acquit.
And he got off. They should. There's two different trials. Brendan should absolutely be most likely acquitted and let go. Steven should get another trial. And
the cops?
The cops should be. Those guys, if they did this, they're guilty. Okay, and none of them have ever been charged. Of course not, because they got the right guy. But, and the sad thing is, to me, the most evil person in the world is Ken Kratz, the prosecutor.
Yeah, see,
he didn't actually commit any crimes, so you can't prosecute him. But somebody ought to just, you know, call him some dirty names or something.
He's
I don't know.
Terrible.
He's awful.
I strongly urge you to watch it, Bubba.
I'm not going to watch it. You know me, dude. Once I'm so hard-headed. Once I've decided I'm not in it, I'm not in it.
All right, whatever. Fine.
I will let you guys talk about this show that I have no idea what it's about, and eventually it's going to pass.
Hey, everybody else, check out Making a Murderer on Netflix. You should watch it. It's freaking crazy good. I got a response from Bryce about what this lemon orange fruit is, and he says... They are huge.
Whatever you do, don't eat that one.
The lemons are huge and kind of orange colored.
I'm still eating these.
Be careful.
Yeah.
So it is a lemon.
Information that would have been useful to us 30 minutes ago.
I mean, the more I look at the peel, I can see how it's...
It's very orangey.
Orangey, but yeah. I can tell it's a lemon. It definitely was a lemon.
All right.
No idea.
Anything else, Bobby? You got?
So this is a lemon.
It is a lemon.
You're eating a lemon.
We
were eating lemons because we thought it was an orange, like an idiot.
And I kept eating them because it's really, it's sour and it's good. Yeah,
you are hard headed. This is you.
Yes, I.
You won't eat all this. Yes, I will. No, you won't.
I'm going to eat it, and I'm going to eat all of it.
I'm going to eat all this, and I'm not going to watch Making a Murderer. There.
All right, we done. So welcome, Carson.
Thanks.
We love
you. Where can people find you?
No, Heart, on... you guys. Carson, that was girly of me to say. Carson on air for Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, and it's spelled C-A-R-S-E-N.
C-A-R-S-E-N on air.
Yeah, Carson on air. So okay. I love y'all. A lot of people, by the way, have already found me through you guys, and like my Facebook page exploded, which was like super overwhelming. So thank you for that. It's very, a lot of love being shown.
Would you like a lemon?
I actually kind of enjoyed it.
You guys are weird.
I don't think I've ever eaten a lemon like that. Like I used to, when I was a little kid, I would cut them in half and put salt on it and then just lick the salt off and just squeeze it and put some more salt on.
It was so
the
nasty.
Thought of that just,
oh, I love
when you were a kid,
that.
And I've done that before, but there's usually tequila involved. You know.
I hate tequila now.
I think we have some.
I had a bad run in with tequila.
We do have whiskey.
I had a buddy of mine. You know Everett? Remember Everett?
Yeah.
He had to carry me up 2 flights of stairs one night because of tequila.
Where?
Think about the size difference. I mean, if you've ever had to carry a friend, imagine carrying someone twice your size up 2 flights of stairs. I don't know how he did it. I don't remember it. I don't know. I just ended up there. I was like, wow,
That's something you've never experienced. No. Being so drunk that somebody else had to carry you.
You know what happened? I would still be down the bottom floor.
I'd say there'd be phone calls involved if we needed to carry
like,
him.
Listen, so D got hammered. He's barely conscious, but we can't get him up the stairs. We're going to need like 6 other people.
All I know is I would feel leather straps around me and this. Beep. Thank you, Bubba. Look at Bubba right there. Right there.
All right.
Welcome back to the podcast. Again, check out Carson on air, pretty much everywhere, and ours, of course, at Big D and Bubba.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was the podcast. I'm sorry.